West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Keep Carol Beautiful, Executive Director Martina Griffin, offering a few suggestions for what to do with your live Christmas tree after you take it down this week. Among the most popular options, she says, is using the tree to create a habitat for animals.
Throw it into your own or your neighbor's pond, preferably with permission if it's your neighbor's. Old Christmas trees make a beautiful fish habitat, so you can actually throw it into a lake or a pond, and the fish will love it for it. It's a Christmas gift to the fish.
Griffin says other ideas include turning the tree into mulch, use it as compost, or even replant it, if possible. Villarica Mayor Leslie McPherson over the weekend suggesting the Nugget Drop could return to the City of Gold in 2024-25 as part of New Year's Eve celebrations. Responding to questions posted via social media asking why the drop was dropped, McPherson, reflecting on her days as city councilwoman, stated it was difficult and became harder to justify when we were having more years with bad weather that people didn't want to be out in. She said, meanwhile, thousands of dollars was still spent on bands and fireworks, only to have hardly anybody still around at midnight. McPherson is suggesting that the city shut down Temple Street on New Year's Eve in the future and have a street party with early evening family-friendly activities. She's suggesting that some shops may remain open so that participants can escape if temperatures are frigid, along with vendors and food trucks with some outdoor music, and then to have some sort of nugget drop at midnight. McPherson said she would also like to see the street party concept used for other events throughout the year. McPherson was informally sworn in as Villarica Mayor last Friday. The official swearing-in will be part of the next city council meeting on January the 9th. Residents living in Georgia Congressional District 3 can expect to hear several people declaring their intent to run for the District 3 House seat in 2024 during the next couple of weeks, following last month's announcement that Drew Ferguson will retire at the end of this year. Now, Noonan-based attorney Jared Craig had already declared his intent to challenge Ferguson this year before Ferguson's retirement announcement. Former District 71 House Rep. Philip Singleton has stated that he and his wife have made a decision about running for the seat, and he will be making a formal announcement about Congress at the beginning of the new year. Singleton had challenged Ferguson for the House 3 seat in the Republican primary of 2018, losing to Ferguson with only 25% of the vote. Georgia State Senators Matt Brass of Noonan and Michael Dugan of Carrollton have told WLBB Radio that they are also considering a run at the congressional seat. Qualifying for the May primary is this March. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.